Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hi, everybody. This is actually Nadia Angelini subbing for Dee today. She's actually on my side of the world in England doing a great conference. So I'm subbing in for her also in Europe. I'm so excited to be here with you guys. A lot of you guys cross over from my show, which was yesterday, and into Dee's show. So it'll be really fun to kind of see where this takes us today. So first, who am I? I'm Nadia Angelini. I'm intuitive life coach. Dee and I have been working together since the beginning of time, it feels like. Dee and I do the exact same work, but I do work a little bit differently than Dee does. So when I take callers, you can ask me for a general reading or you can ask me a specific question. Dee and I are on the exact same page of getting you to own the creator that you are and getting you to manifest the life that you want. So that is my intention for everybody today, to help you open up to a little more of what it is you desire today. You can also find me at intuitionbynadia.com, but my website will not be up until tomorrow. I'm revamping the whole thing. You can email me at intuitionbynadia@gmail.com. So for Dee, guys, this month she is doing 30-minute sessions for $100 in the month of December. So jump on that with her because it is always a gift to work with Dee. So December, guys, usually I do, for those of you that know me already, I do every month, I do an energy update, I do a video, and I do a newsletter around this energy that's coming up to kind of just prepare you for the energies that we're moving into right now. I'm not going to go too much in it because I did it yesterday on my show, but I will talk about a couple of things because Dee and I chatted, and she called me because she lost her luggage and all this stuff was going on, and we thought, okay, well, let's look because obviously there's something going on here because she was feeling so good. So the energies that we're coming out of and what I've been feeling is I call it a bipolar teenager. I just feel like one minute I'm up, the next minute I'm down. And this is kind of the energy that's been going on for a lot of people. And that's as a result of the distance between who we really are and really being able to live in that more often and who we've been is getting larger. So if we go back into who we've been, we drop down a big mountain. And a lot of you guys are going to be feeling that. Also, my show theme yesterday, every caller had this sort of similar theme around feeling trapped or disempowered. And when Dee and I talked about it, it was the same thing. It's like, oh, when someone loses my luggage, I'm immediately disempowered. I immediately feel this trapped feeling like I'm at the victim of these people or this organization. And this can happen on a government level as well, where it's like, oh, I'm a victim to who's president or what's going on in Congress or whatever it is. There's this illusion of powerlessness that we really got to break down over the next few months. And in 2019, this is the real great energy of this breaking down of power, this breaking down of the illusion of who has power over us. It's going to be an awesome year because you're going to see how power struggles are happening and dissolving in a way that we could never even comprehend. So this feeling of feeling trapped or disempowered is really, again, always comes back to owning that you're the creator, trusting that everything is happening for you, that everything is being guided by your higher self. So if you give over to, oh, this is happening, okay, I know it's happening for me, let me go with it instead of fight it and push against it, that's going to really be where energy opens up for you. Also, what Dee wanted me to bring in that we chatted about was this sort of predator-prey feeling. I talked about this in November in my energy update around this sort of survival fears coming in. And this is going to be triggered by money. This is going to be triggered by health. Health and money are the two major things that really bring up survival fear. And once that gets activated, I find it really difficult to let go of. I think it's one of the hardest things to let go of because it's so deep and primal in us as animals, you know, in our animal sense, in our cells. So predator and prey. So as soon as I relax, I feel like I'm going to get attacked. So, or you could be, I'm always the victim of something, or you could be, I need to go on the attack in order to get to what I want. So looking at these old ideas of power and powerlessness, really breaking them down. A lot of people are going to feel a little bit of a regression going on with themselves in the next few months. And that might feel like, oh my gosh, I thought I was over this issue and here it is. You've got to be kidding me. Instead of going, okay, here it is for me. Let me look at it again. Let me unpack it. Let me sit with it. And I will walk you guys through the work that I do, person by person, as we go through today, in trying to help you open up whatever energy is individual for you. But as a general rule, for most people, we're really hard on ourselves, and we beat ourselves up, and we try to push ourselves too hard. I should be here. I should be doing this. I should have this. And these things, they only keep us where we are. Instead of, I am where I am, and I'm so excited to go. I want to go with the flow of me now. So really opening to that over the next few months. And like I said, guys, I'm going to be starting to do podcasts and workshops over the next year. So definitely subscribe to me so you can get a little bit more, because I'm going to do a little bit more on health as an individual thing, money as an individual thing, relationships as an individual thing, because I find that they all are connected, but you'll find that one area really lights up for you. Like their health could be like this chronic thing that keeps coming back, or money. And these are the things we really want to nip in the bud and let go of at this time. All right, guys, I'm so excited to chat with you today. So if you could, I will announce your name and where you're calling from. I got a lot of people from my show yesterday, it looks like. Very exciting. All right, first we got Susan. Hi, Susan from Niagara Falls.
Hey, D. Hey. D, yeah, right.
I know, D, it's okay.
Hi.
Connected.
I feel like I'm on a freaking roller coaster.
Okay.
Emotionally, I keep dreaming about water. I've had floods in my basement twice in the last 2 months. I keep dreaming about water, and it's not in a good way. It's like water flooding and doing
sure.
damage to my homes and
sure,
stuff. And
sure.
And like last night, I went out to karaoke to sing and to be, you know, to be with my. I don't feel like I belong. It's like the opposite of yesterday.
How funny. Well, I think that the reason that's
going on with me.
Okay, well, there's two things. Well, the first thing is what we were talking about. And it's funny because one of the things I said last month was that this feeling of feeling alone when you're around people would be coming in. And I think that that's what you're resonating with. But the flood energy is exactly what I was talking about. This thing is going to come outside of me that I'm powerless over, and it's going to harm me. So it's this illusion of something outside of you attacking you. So here's where we were talking about that predator prey. I'm going to be preyed upon by this. And when you went to go sing, if you're in that energy of I'm not feeling safe, and then you go try to sing, you're going to feel like, whoa, where am I? What planet am I on? I'm not, you know, you weren't in the right headspace. Because when you go to sing, you're in your joy, you're excited, you're in your artist, you know, and that wasn't the energy you were in when you went.
Right, because, I mean, I would start out and it was like horrible, and then I would get into it and then I could really belt it out, but it was like the energy was like screaming.
Because well, because you didn't bring the right energy to the table that day. You expected, okay, I'm going to go and I'll sing and I'll feel better. I'm going to use the singing to feel better, but it doesn't work like that anymore. You have to feel better and then go sing. And the water stuff, I said to you, I'm telling you, this is about power for you and feeling like something could just sweep it all away. You know, it could drown
you. The real big heartache is not having the love of my life in my life ever.
Well, and as we know, every time we notice that, we keep ourselves where we are. So the biggest challenge when we don't have the love that we want in our life is finding that love for ourselves, is looking for that love for nature or for an animal, or how can I bring that love into my daily life so I give myself the feeling that it's here already. Because all you have to do is let go a little bit and this love is ready to come to you. But every time we go, it's not here, then we keep it away again. It's so frustrating. I think it's a stupid system, but it is the system, you know?
Yeah.
I find it difficult.
Mm-hmm. You know, when I came home, I loved my cats because my cats are my,
that's
you know,
perfect.
They're totally loving and they just
animals
they
are
don't,
the easiest. That's it. And so here's the love in my life. I want more of this kind of unconditional love in my life. I'm opening to this now.
Okay.
Use that time as an opportunity to positively create, because we don't. You guys don't realize we spend most of our day in negative emotion. In fear, in resentment, in frustration, in hurry, in rushing, in anxiety. And these are the things that need to change. So if you're in anxiety, you got to catch it and you got to go, all right, I'm going to be able to meditate and be with my cats and turn that around right now. You got to catch it before it gets too much momentum. Oh, thank you, Susan. You can do it if anybody can.
Thank you, Nadia. Love you.
Thank you. Love you. All right. Next I have here Paula, San Francisco.
Hi,
Paula.
Hi, Nadia. It's always nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
This is so perfect because I've been massively, and I'll just explain what the situation was.
Sure.
Is I did this interview, and then I came out, and I felt, oh, no, I should have said this, this, and this, and I have all this regret, and I went massively into victim, like give the power away completely to them. They're not going to pick me, and just feeling horrible, and I don't want to do that because I don't want to put that out there. And I just want to know what, I want to have what I want. And I want to send that out.
Well, I think that in that moment, what you did was, what's great about it is your awareness of, look what I'm doing to myself. So instead of just doing it and letting the tape run, you caught it. You caught it.
Yeah,
you went, wait a second. And so this is how we start to slow the momentum in one direction and then, bring it into another. So the first thing I would say is, around the job stuff, what you're stuck in is this sort of desperation and I need them to like me, like high school feeling,
Yeah, horrible.
And it's horrible. It sucks. And,
Totally.
what I will tell you from being what's hard to remember, but this is the God's honest truth. My husband works for a company where he has to hire a lot. And he's like, you're begging for that person to walk in that room. They're looking for you. So just like a partner or a friendship or it's a job is looking for you, bringing me the job that's looking for me and what I bring to the table. And so what do I bring to the table? Integrity, kindness, good work ethic. I want to work with people I love. I want to be an uplifter. I want to be love who I work with. I want to bring joy to the table. Sitting down before an interview with that energy of what do I want to bring to the table? I want to look, and I'm interviewing them. It's a shift. I'm interviewing this job. Is a great perspective shift to go when you go on interviews. I'm interviewing them.
And then,
you know what I mean?
Then what do you do? Yeah, I totally agree with that completely. Mm-hmm. But then what do you do when you leave the interview and you want to keep sending that out when you start having,
It's done. They already made, I'm going to tell you this. Psychology, which is my master's degree, people made their decision 30 seconds before you even spoke.
Uh-huh.
People make their decisions right away. And everything that happens after that either denies or confirms their decision. So what I always say is everything, your goal is in an interview to just show up and listen to yourself and do the best you can. That's all you can do. When you leave, you go, whatever I did, I was supposed to. You know how I know that? Because that's what I just did. I could have done this. I could have done this, but I didn't. And there was a reason. And I don't know that reason. But I'm going to trust that my inner being knew that had a reason. Because in those moments that we're interviewing, you don't really have time to be in your head. You really got to give over to inner being. Inner being's like, talk, and then you leave, and you go, wait, what just happened?
That's right.
Right. So it's a good thing. Let your inner being do the talking and then don't second guess it. Because sometimes you're like, oh, I was too personal. For me, I'm like, every time I went on a job interview, I'm such a big personality. I would talk too much. I would, reveal too much about myself. And I'll tell you, I got every job interview I ever went on. Every job interview I ever went on, I got. Even if I wasn't qualified, because people went, I don't know why, I know you. I feel like I can trust you and I feel like I know you and you'll figure out the job. So it's really about you bringing you to the table. Your resume.
Right.
It's you. So I'm willing to bring me to the table.
Yes.
So that's the job you're looking for.
Yeah, it's kind of, see, this is like internal. So it's like I knew the people interviewing, but you had to pretend like you didn't know them. And so they kind of know me. So it's just kind of weird, you know, and it's very disconcerting because then.
And what I always say is, so you let it be weird, you know?
Yeah.
You let it be weird instead of like, hey, how are you? I'm coming in. My heart's open. You guys already know me. How great is that? You know, in your energy, how great is that? Dee used to say this when we were in acting school, and I loved it. Happy to be here, easy to work with. That's the best energy you can walk in with. I'm happy to be here, and I'm easy to work with. That's what you want to bring to the table as soon as you walk in. Ease, and, flow,
and
calm.
And when you leave, let it go. That's the
let
hard
it
part.
Go.
Let it go.
If it's, and I said this on my show yesterday, if it's your door, it will open. If it's not, it won't.
Yeah.
That's simple.
And something greater. Yeah.
Always. You don't know. The universe knows what you want. And so you don't really know. You think you want that job or whatever, but you don't know the details of everything. So what's really important is let it go. Bring me my job. Bring me the people that are looking for me. So everything I just said, that's your mantra every day. Those are the things you write about before you go on an interview. Those are the things you write about in the morning before you even look to get send out your resume or do any of those things. You've got to line up the energy first. Then take the action. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not far behind, Paula. If you do this, I'm telling you, I said this yesterday, the energy right now is ready to burn away this old stuff. So if you can do this, you can turn this around. And in January, you'll be ready to rock.
I'm doing it.
All right. Thanks, Paula.
Thank you. It's great.
Bye, sweetie. Okay.
Bye.
Next I have Charlene in Pasadena. Hi, Charlene.
Hi, Nadia. We spoke yesterday on your show and about the energy that I in the home that I was born into, and I just wanted
like
to tell you, thank
you. You literally
well,
sound like a different person.
You know, it's funny because that's I wanted to thank you and tell you that I felt like a really big burden had been lifted after we spoke.
I'm gonna cry. That's it wonderful.
It was really good. And then I just, for some reason, had a feeling there was some other information coming through
level.
For me. So I just, whatever comes through.
Sure. Well, girl, I just have chills right now. And you're a testament to everything I'm talking about, how fast something can move right now. That's not even 24 hours.
Right.
Okay. And because you were ready. Because you had gotten the instinct, you heard it, then you got confirmation from me, and then you just did it.
Yeah.
So all I did was confirm what your inner being, what I was already telling you. And you just needed that little bit of confidence. And so for you moving forward right now, it's about you understanding that, oh God, I got chills for this, that you're here to be a teacher in the way that Dee and I are, in the sense of we teach through our example and the way we do things. And so if you can kind of shift, your life has been out of balance.
Yes.
For as long, since the beginning of time. And what that means is this balance of receiving gifts and love has been off. Because you really, when you're giving a little bit out of like, I should, I'm supposed to, this is what you do. You know, you're a very responsible person. You're a respectful person. And I think that's great, but it's been at your expense.
Yeah.
You know, so this is the new way of going, hey, I'm working on something right now and you want to show the people around you. So let me ask you a question. What is your immediate family like around you?
I really am disconnected. I just don't really have any family around me. I have, you know, family, but I'm just not connected to them.
So they live far away. They live far away. So this is this feeling that, because I was saying I could feel this sort of disconnect from immediate family. And as a result, and I think it was the right thing for you at the time and all of that. I'm not criticizing that. I don't think it's wrong. What I'm saying is, but it's caused you to close yourself off a little bit.
Yeah.
From and I think the theme for today from talking to Paula and Susan is really bringing yourself to the table in a way that you never have before. Because there's nothing holding you back anymore. There's no excuses. And I talk, what I mean by that is, you know, and I talked about this on my show a couple months ago or 6 months ago when I moved here. It's like, just because there's not spiritual people here, you know, dominantly there aren't. I found them some, of course, but I can't not be me, you know. I still got to bring Nadia to the table, and then I find the good people. And sure enough, within 6 months, I have a full life here. I met my people. But at first, it's scary, you know, and that's kind of what it feels like with you. It feels like you're starting over.
Yeah.
And
but
you
I just don't have
yourself.
any people around me at all.
But you're ready for people around you. Yeah, you're ready for
I
people
am.
Around you. You're ready to connect, but you got to be willing to put yourself out there and really bring yourself to the table in this world because you've been in solitude.
Okay.
You know, they literally showed me you under a tree meditating, and that's great. That's working for you, Mama, but it's time. Now you want connection. You want more love. You want to get more gifts from the universe. You've been asking for these things.
Yes.
Thank you, Charlene.
All right. Thank you, Nadia.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Okay. Next, I have Davina from Arizona. Hi.
Hello, Nadia.
Long time.
Yes. I was wanting to know, I went to a new chiropractor, and was that a good choice? Because right now, I don't feel so good.
Okay. Well, why were you going? What was your intention in going?
Well, I have, I'm still healing from this skull fracture concussion. And so I was thinking an adjustment might help. And so that's what I was wanting to see if that would make it better. And,
right. Well, and I think that it's not, I don't feel like it hurt you. I feel like it moved everything around and it's uncomfortable. Because you've been stuck in kind of one position and then they just like moved you instead of slowly moving you. And it's kind of like, you know, going from, you can't go from joy to rage. And it feels like your body, she's like, oh, you're out of alignment. Let me just put you back in. But your body's like, oh no, my muscles are not caught up with where you moved me. Do you know what I mean? So what I'm feeling is more massage work on the physical plane, more massage work would be more, helpful to you. Okay. There's that. But on another level, it's this feeling of I need someone else to fix me. I need someone else to heal me. I need someone else. Now, it doesn't mean that these things are not solutions, you know, but it's kind of taking your power back around your body a little bit. So I was called to go to the chiropractor. That means I was supposed to go. Okay, what's the next step? Show me the next thing. Okay, well, this hurts a little bit. So now I'm doubting myself a little bit, but I'm just going to trust my body knows what to do. Do you know what I mean? Do you feel the difference in that attitude and perspective?
Yes.
Yeah. Let me just see if there's anything else around. I feel like there's something else they're pulling me towards. And I think you're part of this, what we're talking about, this sort of, it's hard for you when the physical stuff, you need to be a little more, what are you doing for creativity? What are you doing to occupy yourself while you're healing and going through this?
Meditating and just a lot of self-care, self-love.
Well, if you could do something creative, and that could mean, I mean, creativity is so, you know, endless at this point. You could do it on a computer. You could do it with your hands. You could do it, you know, anything. You could paint, you could write. I would just start opening to a creative outlet as I think it's really going to help energy flow for you. And it could be anything, sculpture, you know, my stepmother just decided, you know, to start taking a pottery class, and like, she makes unbelievable pottery. Like within 6 months, she's like a pro. Like, I can't believe it. So, you know, something to occupy you and have something to kind of flow your energy into that's really positive, because it feels like you need that. It's going to really help you in your healing process.
Okay. Is there any other messages coming through for me?
I get a no for you today, Mama. I get a no.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I like that.
Thank you.
Thanks, Davina. All right, next I got Emily in Oakland. Hi, Emily.
Hi. Hi, Nadia.
How are you, Miss Thing?
I'm good. I'm getting over a little bit of this cold sore throat thing. I would just love a general.
Okay, you sound a little far away, so I don't know if you could, like, fix your phone a little bit so we could hear you a little clearer.
Oh,
there
sorry.
You go.
Yeah, I think it's my throat too. Yeah, I'm just
cold,
and I would love a general.
General, let's see what's going on with you. All righty. Okay, so you're definitely a part of this energy that really believes
that you got to fight for something. And what that means, there feels just like a little fight in your energy. There feels like there's something you're pissed about, okay, that we need to kind of look at and unpack. And somehow it's part of your purpose, if that sounds strange. So, you know, I think about it this way on like a political note. You see these kids, you know, with the shootings in the school. It's like, I'm angry, but I'm going to use it as my purpose. You know, use it as something to motivate me. And it feels like there's something like that that we need to tap into for you today. Okay?
Okay.
You don't like being angry, my friend. You do not like it. You're not comfortable with it. But there's something that bothers you. You aware of what it is?
Something that bothers.
It's around people, for sure, as opposed to animals or the planet. Not like that. It's like, it's around safety. It's around base chakra stuff, safety, security, any of those things.
Well,
because you're sick.
This doesn't
and your
seem
voice-
like people. Yeah.
Go ahead. Let's hear it.
But I feel like I'm just like really frustrated with the lack, the money situation.
Okay. So whose fault is that? I know you know it's you, but whose fault is the lack?
Like whose fault am I telling myself it is?
Well, I know you know it's you because you know, but
right.
But yes, but in your there's a level of blaming or anger, and could be childhood, could be could be money from family. If my family had done this, or if they had done this, if I had done, you know, there's something around this. Can you get in touch with it? Okay, so they're going to I'm going to romance now. I'm going to relationship in that way.
Okay. Yeah. There's a situation with a guy. I'm feeling a little peeved.
Okay, now we're there. Okay, so there it is. So what are you angry about? Thank you. They were helping me. They're helping me. So so what's irritating you?
I guess I feel like I'm showing up in ways I never have before.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so all the way there, and the response I'm getting is, you know, back and forth, and I feel like, let's just get on with this already.
So are you being honest with him about it?
Maybe not about the peeved part.
Yeah, I think you're playing it very cool, and I think that this is a theme for you, just like we were just talking about. Of, you know, with everybody ahead of you, which is, I usually give more.
Yeah. Right.
And this is money. I usually give more, and now I'm giving more, and I'm not getting back, and I'm pissed. Okay.
Yes.
So this is part of your purpose and moving you forward in your purpose is getting through this hurdle. This is why they connected it for me. So this hurdle is your hurdle. So this person that you're involved with, and this is the number one rule for me with every relationship. If you cannot be your 100% full self with somebody, do not date them. And that means the good, the bad, and the ugly. The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Right.
So
right.
Before you come to someone, of course, you got to look at your side of the street. And so I always say, you go to this person, you go, hey, let me start by saying this is a pattern for me. I tend to give more in relationships and show up more in general and get less. In my jobs, in my relationships. Yes, Emily?
Yeah.
Okay, so this has been a theme for me, and I want to break this theme. I'm done with this. And I really like you, but I can't do this, me showing up 100% and you showing up, whatever, 60%. So if you want to do this 100% or not.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
That's powerful what I just said.
Yeah.
Because I'm in, but I'm, you know, I'm either all in or I'm all out. So pick a lane, brother, pick a lane. Okay. And let's, you know, let's go big or go home. So this is where you're at right now. And that's why you kind of need to be angry in order to push yourself a little bit to go, I'm done. Mama's ready to get paid. You know what I mean? That's the attitude. I'm trying to adopt it for you. Sort of confidence. Yes.
Ah, thank God they sent it because they were not giving it to me clearly. I was like, oh, because they wanted you to find it. So sometimes they do that. They
right.
give it to me, but they give me pieces so you can really find it.
Yes.
Yes, we got it, though, Emily. You got it, yes?
Awesome, awesome. Thank
okay.
you so much. Yes.
Thanks, Emily. Bye, sweetie.
Bye. Next, I got Mike in Connecticut. Hi, Mike.
Hi, how you doing? Can you hear me?
I'm good. I sure can. Loud and clear.
Excellent. I have clear goals. I'm working towards them and so forth. I'd like to improve my focus.
Okay.
I'd like to be more in tune with them.
Okay. So let's pick one that feels the most important to you right now.
Okay.
What's the goal that feels the most important to you?
I really need to understand the creation process fully.
Okay. Okay.
I've studied it for years,
mm-hmm.
and
it's hard.
You would think it would be easier than it is.
I'm not going to say it's hard. What's hard about it is that it's so incredibly simple.
That's right.
And
yeah.
You know, I'm appreciating just how simple it truly is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting results.
Great.
I'd like to do even better than I have done
yeah.
in the past.
Well, I think that what I'm feeling from you in a general way, because what it feels like to me is you're an intelligent guy. You're very clear. When you do something, you want to do it right. And all of that is great. And the thing about the creation process is every single moment is a moment of the creation process, right? So when you listen to the, you know, Abraham or anybody around these, you know, the steps, you don't have to ask for anything. The asking is done every minute, every day, right? So the allowing part is really where the work of creation comes in, is the listening to the inner being. It's the listening to the impulses. It's moment by moment going, am I letting go and relaxing and allowing in this moment, right? And I think that you
uh-huh.
focus on doing it right instead of let me really open my heart to the moment I'm in right now. Let me just really be where I am. And I think you have moments of this. I think in meditation, you're killing it. You know, I think you're killing it in meditation. But when you engage with other people, there's a piece of Mike that pulls back. There's
yeah,
a piece of Mike that
trauma
gets guarded.
That's very interesting that you say that.
Yeah, does that make sense? And I get it. And this is about safety and bringing yourself out. So when you know that you're the creator and you go, this is me and I'm powerful and whatever happenings today is happening for me, and I'm going with the flow. So if I lose my luggage or the flight is late, it's all good because I know it's all happening for me. I'm going with the flow. Who am I supposed to meet today? Who am I sitting next to? I'm positive. I'm optimistic. I'm living in that most of the time. That's where you want to be, but it's really bringing Mike out of his shell, not just when he's in his cave at home. Because that's
mm-hmm. okay. So
that's
I'm hearing you to say be more present.
Well,
in daily life.
It's more than, because I think you are present. I think you see every single thing that's going on around you. I just think you're not opening your heart fully to every moment you're in. So even with me right now on the phone, Mike, okay, we don't know each other, but I'm opening my heart to you in this moment. So you can feel me and you can feel me as another human being and another soul. Can you feel me?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Now you're
down. Yeah, you intend no harm either.
No harm. But nobody can harm you, right, unless you allow them. And owning that you've been harmed before because you allowed it and that you are no longer that person and that you only allow, I always say, the only love in this space. There's only love in this space. So when I just did that with you, you let me in there a little bit. And if you can live in that space, that's where nobody can harm you. That's where nobody can harm you. Now, we see Gandhi, we see Martin Luther King, and we're like, wait, that's not true. Look what happened to these people. You know, they were in love, and we're like, wait, that is John Lennon. Oh, no, you know, we're going to get shot. You know, this is the old energy that's just not valid anymore. You know, and that's, I think, what you get stuck in. That's why you're not opening. I'm going to get attacked again. I'm going to leave myself open. I'm going to leave my blind spot open, and I'm going to get attacked, you know. But the more open we are, it's like there's no room for that. It doesn't vibrate with you at all when you're open and in loving energy towards people in a real way.
It's funny that you say that. I used to teach soldiers how to deal with torture and other extreme situations.
Mm-hmm.
And in a way, I taught them exactly the same thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, we teach what we know, but sometimes we can't do it ourselves. You know, I know. Listen, I walk this walk every day. It's not easy for me. That's why I teach it, because I know how hard it can be when you're an intensely sensitive being that had a traumatic childhood, you know? And we're sensitive beings, and you taught soldiers, but you really, these men, you can't disconnect from the truth of who you are. And I think that you've been trying to compartmentalize it a little bit. I think that's the best way to say it.
Yeah,
instead of integrating your whole being and bringing it to the table every time you walk out of your house. Because you got a lot to give, Mike, and you have a beautiful male energy, and that's what the planet needs right now. They need that male energy that you are ready to bring to the table.
Yeah, it's funny that you say that. I inspire people at work to do more.
Yeah, because this is the new. You're in the more of the new male energy, you know, not the old one. Yes. Thank you so much, Mike. I hope that was helpful.
It was extremely helpful and right on target. I thank you much.
Oh, good. Thank you. You guys are all such a great group. Okay, Paula from Oregon. Hi, Paula.
Hi, Nadia. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe I got through.
A lot of callers today, but I'm trying to get through. How can I help
this
you
is
today?
Awesome. I listened to you yesterday, and everything you said makes so much sense. And your newsletters and stuff, it's like every time I read it, it's like, oh, my gosh, that's me. But the one thing that I just can't get a handle on is my health issues that I've had and my energy level. And it just seems like no matter where I go, it's like, okay, check, that one's done. I check, fix that one. But it's like my health issues just seem to keep me from doing what I want to do.
Yeah. And then you're constantly in the feeling of feeling powerless and frustrated and like you're never going to get there. So that's the energy that's really active right now, right? And that sucks. Okay. So let's try to turn
Correct.
It around. It sucks. It's a bummer. And you don't. So now what we're dealing with, and this is, I think, the challenge that everybody deals with, is once we have a lot of momentum and speed around an issue, it's a little bit, it takes a big commitment to turn it around. So let's start today, right now in this moment, around your health and your energy. So we know how you want to feel. You've been asking, right? You've been asking,
right.
And I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. You know, Abraham will say, your body is calling for energy, and when you resist it, you feel pain. You feel lack
Correct.
Of energy. So the first place I always go with the physical body is, first of all, and this is going to be crazy, but, you know, I always listen to Source and what they give me, so here it is. They said, see yourself connected to the earth in a way, because the earth for you, like the sand, feeling the ground, really good foods, like, you know, organics, all this stuff is very important for your body, for you particularly, everybody, yes. But you particularly, what you fuel yourself is, I want something that feels really good. So really good fruits and really good vegetables and, you know, that kind of thing. I would actually lean towards vegetarian for you, which I never say.
Okay.
But I would lean towards vegetarian.
Wow.
This is just on a physical level, okay? Just because I feel like your body is backed up, you know, and it needs a cleansing.
Uh-huh.
That's what it feels like. And you need to cleanse. It feels like you have, on a physical level, a disconnect with your body. So you don't know how to listen to it. You just try to make the pain.
I know. I hear it, but I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah. So give me one of the strongest things that are bothering you physically. The energy, or I feel like it's something else.
My hips and my knees are really out of whack. And so when I go to the market or go to store, you know, I don't have the energy level to keep me going. And it's like, you know, it's
because
like I feel like, okay, I want to go run on the sand. You know, I live at the beach, so that's.
Or just walk on the sand or sit
right,
in the sand
right.
and put your feet in the sand. It doesn't have to be running right now. But, you know, I'll tell you, when you want to run, you will. So you tell your legs,
okay.
I heard you. I know I've been resisting, you know, and I will say this as a caveat, you will bring in the solution. That could be massage therapy. It could be acupuncture. It could be a doctor. It could be a surgery. I don't know. The solution is ready for you around your legs. Okay.
Okay.
Hips and knees are obviously moving forward, are also our ego. So there's this feeling of, I don't believe I can do it. And I think that's the core.
I think that's the core of everything for you, that I don't believe I can do it. I don't believe whatever it is that you felt that, yeah? So
yeah.
I want to believe I can do this. I know it's somewhere in me. So every day for the next 30 days, it's not about the pain in your body. You're like, okay, body, I hear you. And really, this is caused because I'm not allowing you. I'm not allowing myself to move forward. So I'm done doing that. So today, I'm going to let go a little bit more. And I'm going to feel the pain. I'm going to go, okay, I hear you. In this moment, when I'm feeling the pain, I'm just relaxing into it. Don't try to force it away. I'm relaxing. Go towards it. Do you know what I'm saying when I say that? Go towards the pain, not away from the pain.
I do.
Breathe into the pain. Because then you're releasing it. You're not pushing it back in, if that makes any sense at all.
It does. I know what you're saying. It's like I feel the pain. It's like, okay, I got to go home and lay down. You know?
Right. And that's okay. But you feel the pain. Stop in the market. Stand there. Close your eyes. Breathe it with it. You go, I know I got more than this. I know my cells know what to do. I know I have more strength than me. I got a lot more to do on this planet. I ain't done. All right, legs, don't worry. You haven't caught up yet, but you will. You will. We got this. We can do this. These are the conversations we need to start having with yourself.
Perfect.
You know? Yes. Paula, I feel
it
for
makes,
you. I feel for
sense.
You.
It makes so
okay,
much sense.
Good. And I'm seeing you healthy. I'm seeing you there. You need to, every night before you go to bed, see yourself running on that beach. Do not lose that vision. See it. It's already done.
Okay.
Every day I'm walking towards that. I can't wait. I'm so excited. So that might just mean sitting on the beach and reading a book and putting your feet in the sand might be where you start today. Okay.
Okay. Because I go to the beach all the time and sit in my car. And so now
no.
I just need to get out of my car.
They literally showed me your feet in the sand. That's what they showed
okay.
me, your feet in the sand. Very important for you. All right,
okay.
Paula.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. Thank you.
And I love you guys. So fun. Okay, next I have Mary in San Jose. Hi, Mary.
Hi. That sounded so perfect for me, seeing you walk on the beach.
Oh, good.
And I just wanted to tell Dee, thank you for her for getting back to me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, okay.
So I just wanted to see what you had for me today.
Okay.
Any affirmations that
So tell me a little bit, Mary. What is the most pressing issue for you right now?
Most pressing is I had my little nodules on my lungs. I managed to those have been steady, haven't bothered me since last year.
Mm-hmm.
And they took my breast out, this large growth. That's been fine. That's been clear.
Great.
Well, then
mm-hmm.
I had this growth on my back. And to know the power of the mind, it has not grown from my last scan, September 13th, till now.
Great.
It's still 9.3. But it was giving me a lot of pain, started at the end of August when I talked to you, when I was supposed to go to Creation Station.
Right.
And I was going to an alternative fabulous doctor in Mexico. That I'm still working in my mind on getting to. But anyway, in the meantime, I had taken...
So right now, it's the pain and the discomfort on a daily basis, yes?
Right now, just go real fast, I took some bitter almond seeds. I thought that was the cause of it, the bitter apricot seeds, because I started on the 7th. By the 16th, I was in a walker. And I went to the hospital on Monday, and now I can't walk.
So all this stuff is, again, you're around the powerlessness of I don't feel powerful. I'm not in my own body. So everything I was talking to Paula about.
So here I was really trying to get to the doctor in Mexico. This foundation in Calabasas was working towards paying for it and all that. And
the things that are going to be to help you, you got to line up with the energy first. And right now, you're suffering, and that's okay. That's okay. Everything that you're saying is valid. Everything you're feeling is valid, but it's not helping you, right? So let's talk about how to help you. When I did some hours at the Cancer Center when I was getting my master's degree in psychology, and in the Cancer Center, this is what they tell people to do, and I'm going to tell you the same thing because I think it works. Your body is more powerful than you realize, and every single lump is a lump of emotional pain that you have not released.
Yep.
So every single thing needs to be looked at and unpacked and released. So whatever the pain is bringing up, whatever emotion it's bringing up, where is it familiar? because this is your work, Mary, because you're all you have right now is your body is taking you down until you really look at this suffering that you've had your whole life and really go, I'm done. I don't want to carry this on my back anymore. I want to be able to move forward, because literally your legs are not able to move with you because you're so
giving up on yourself.
Yeah, you're giving up on yourself.
And I know that I just want to so badly make it to this hospital in Mexico, but how can I go now that I'm not? I was racing to get there, but I didn't think
right
my legs
now,
were going to go out.
Right now, you need to trust where you are, and because the universe is trying to look at you to do the emotional work so that you can bring in the right solution, not another one that doesn't work and another one that doesn't work and another one that doesn't work.
Okay, can I just ask you, I had an option for, I did one surgery, but someone came to me yesterday to tell me how successful their husband's surgery was.
I'm going to tell you right now, Mary. I'm going to tell you, you need to do this emotional work and whatever the solution is will come to you. Right now is not the time to try to pick a solution because it's not, nothing's going to be right for you right now. Nothing's going to work for you
they want
right
an
now.
Answer from me. She wants an answer from me.
Say, you know what, I can't walk right now. I'm in no position to do surgery right now. I need to think about it.
She said, I have to take you out of the hospital then. You're going to have to decide. She came and told me today.
Well, then right now you need to get off the phone with me and do this work. And then you will know without a shadow of a doubt if that is the answer.
Okay.
You need to find that within yourself because right now you're not in alignment with the full solution because you're there. And I get it. Everything you're saying is terrifying and I 100% understand. But I want to get you out of it.
But my body is still so strong. It's just
that thing
on my back. It's just that spot on my back.
But I need you to sit down with a piece of paper and a pen and release every single ounce of pain that's stuck in your body. Go to each piece in your body and go, I'm listening. What are you about? And
what, like each
write.
Organ?
No, each part
each organ, each.
You. But your legs, what do you want to tell me? What are you telling me? How powerless
okay,
I feel.
Gotcha.
I feel like I can't move forward. That kind of thing. Okay. All right. Thank you, Mary. Sending so many prayers
your way. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Oh, my God, so hard, you guys. I know all of you felt that. It's so challenging. Next, I got Anna from North Carolina. Hi, Anna.
Hi, Nadia. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
I'm just feeling kind of lost in a bunch of things, and so I just was wanting a general.
Okay, let's see where you're at today, Anna. All right. All right, Miss Anna, where are you at today? Okay, so strangely, they're giving me this sort of like details, contracts, busy work sort of energy that we need to look into. What's your daily life like right now?
I am kind of in a limbo, pursuing a career. And I know fear is keeping me from it.
Yeah, and it feels like you're distracting yourself from that fear instead of really going towards it and really releasing it. It's like you're doing a lot of busy work to try to keep yourself distracted and give yourself the illusion of feeling productive. Okay. Does that make sense?
No, that's spot on, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So it's like this is the energy that it feels like you're in all day instead of stop. You're the one you need to do what Mike in Connecticut's doing, which is this sort of like, stop, get centered. I'm really scared. Okay. So I'm really scared. Okay. That's an indicator that I am feeling something that's not the truth. I'm thinking thoughts and feelings that it's not the truth because when it's the truth, it feels awesome. Right.
Right.
So what are you afraid of? Let's unpack it.
Now, I have to say, I have been trying to unpack that. And
okay, that's why I'm doing it with you.
I don't know. I have no answer there.
Okay, well, then let's get to it right now. So where do you feel it in your body? For some reason, they just took me to that, which I haven't done that in a long time. Where do you feel it in your body? Yeah, because it – okay, thank you. Go ahead.
I'm not sure that either. In my gut, And last night I had a...
Go ahead. Last night?
I've been symptom-free for 3 months now, this ongoing for years now. And there's no rhyme or reason to it. It's not to food or anything that I could think of, but it's last night it was pain in the lower intestinal region that led to vomiting. And that's been pretty much the episodes I've had, but I've been free of it for 3 months. I thought, oh, I got it. I conquered it. And last night, all over
again. Remember what I said, the regression? Do you remember when I said that in the beginning? I said, there's going to be something we feel like we're over, and then here it is again. So what they're showing me is two things. The fear is survival-based. So it is sort of, you know, and this is the, you know, out of control. My body's vomiting. I mean, there's nothing more out of control than vomiting. I hate vomiting. It's funny because my baby has a lot of reflux, so he vomits, and it's horrible. But what they're showing me as your core thing is you're not really deciding. You're still waiting for the world to decide for you. You still think it's someone else's choice to decide. So the real core thing for you is the reason the fear isn't moving is you're like, you're not deciding. There's still when you get that vomiting, oh my God, there's something really wrong. What if I don't know what it is? What if I what am I doing something wrong? You know, it's a spiral. You know, it's not, okay, here it is again. It's a symptom of something. What does it bring up in me? Powerlessness, resentment, frustration. Okay, these are the emotions, right? Fear.
Yes.
All these things. Like, what if I'm doing something wrong? You know, I beat myself up. These are the things it's bringing up. Where is this familiar? Okay. Oh, my gosh, I've been doing this since the beginning of time, right? So now I'm done. I hear you, body. I hear you. Because vomiting, ironically, is releasing something that the body doesn't need for you, basically, right?
Okay.
But the way I'm going to say this is whenever I would feel many years ago, my best friend and I, he and I used to do this work. We met in D's, actually. Is I would feel super nauseous, like I was going to throw up. Every single time there was a feeling I didn't want to feel. So for you, you run away from your feelings and so you vomit them out because they're going to come. And I think you rationalize, you take action, you do all these things, but you're not really feeling and deciding where you want to go. And this is why things aren't manifesting as quickly for you.
Can you give me some insight how to decide where I want to go? Because that's part of it, too.
This is great. No. I want to go somewhere where I feel good, where I'm thriving. Stay general. You don't need to be specific. I want to go somewhere where I love where I'm working with, where I wake up every day and I'm excited. What do you know? What do you know?
And that seems so buried, too.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. You're not allowing yourself to desire anything because you've been disappointed so much. You stop choosing. You stop letting yourself want anything. Start with, show me what I want. Show me what lights me up. Show me what's going to make me happy. I want something that's going to make me happy. I want something where I feel good every day, where I feel motivated and inspired. That's pretty general, but I think that's right on.
Wow.
Yeah. It's going to be a big shift for you, Anna, because if you do this, and again, it's going to be fast. The energy's ready to move. Ready to move.
Okay. You nailed
it. I would listen to this again when it's off. Re-listen when you have a little distance, like in an hour.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Anna.
Thank you so much, Nadia. Great.
I love you guys so much. Unfortunately, I wish I could get to everybody. So many callers today. Dee will be back next week, 9 a.m. I actually am going to be out of town for my show. I do the first Saturday of every month at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. But if you guys want to email me questions for my next show, I'm going to be pre-recording and answering questions online. That's intuitionbynadia@gmail.com. Loved being with you guys today. It was truly a joy. Thank you for bringing yourselves to the table and lots of love.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation.
Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.